I have about 1,000 objects in my archive of the U.S.-Mexico border. I call it the anti-archive because it's a non-traditional archive. I'm not saving the things of people who are rich and famous, but I'm preserving an immigration north that is one that we sometimes don't want to look at, but I believe is an important part of the U.S.-Mexico history and should be saved. I'm Susan Harbich Page. I'm a conceptual visual artist. And in 2007, I began making trips down to the U.S.-Mexico border near Brownsville, Texas, and west to Laredo, Texas, and Eagle Pass, and Matamoros, Mexico. I just started walking along the border. I wanted to see for myself what was happening there. And I noticed lots of objects left behind, toothbrushes, hairbrushes, and shoes, and religious cards, and backpacks. They were all very personal items. So I started photographing them in place and then shipping them back to my studio in North Carolina where I would re-photograph them. I wanted to photograph them and preserve them to sort of create my own memorialization of what was happening on the U.S.-Mexico border, to talk about the trauma, the needless trauma that takes place there, and to really recognize and look deeply at the archaeology of that space. So now, 10 years later, I have 1,000 objects. Each of them has their own story. I see each of them as sort of a reliquary, the symbol of a really great risk that someone has taken, a great journey north, part of our history, an important part of the U.S.-Mexico history, I believe. And I also see them as portraits, something that shows a person, but it also is always about the past. As soon as you make an image or a photograph of someone, it speaks of the past. It's time gone. And they're icons as well. An icon always speaks of the presence of something. So the objects that I've collected for me are very, very important. You might just look at this image of the toothbrush and think, oh, it's just a toothbrush. But think about it. It's a very personal object. When was the last time you saw a toothbrush in the gutter or in the garbage? I see my toothbrush. I live alone. I don't see anyone else's toothbrush. It's a very, very private object. It tells a powerful story of self-care, of someone who's taking care of themselves as they move north into a somewhat uncertain future, as they try to change their lives at great risk. It's an odd thing to find when you walk the border. At first, I was very, very shocked, and I remember I didn't know whether to pick up that toothbrush or not. But then I decided that this was a very powerful way to look at the border, to understand what happens when you cross the border, how you shed some identities, how you take some forward, how you become a new and changed person. And I felt like these objects were very, very important to save.